WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A few months ago, a Census Bureau report came out with the news that a lot more single women were having babies. Soon after, writer Annie Lamott, herself a single mother of a four-year-old, got a call to be on a national TV talk show in New York. They asked her to fly out from California to be on the show for 12 minutes. She said yes.
2 days after I got the call, I told my son Sam that he would be staying with my mother overnight, and he said in effect that it would be hard for him, but okay. I say in effect because when he feels strongly about something, he tends to sound a little like Squeaky Fromm after way too much caffeine, impassioned but incoherent. Then I flew to New York, checked into my hotel, ate my body weight and various room service atrocities, and waited to be picked up for the show. I rehearsed my speech on why I think that having no dad around is infinitely better than a bad dad, thought of some salty but spiritual things to say about single motherhood, practiced smiling prettily, and preened. The publicist picked me up about 10:30 that night, and we headed over to the studio. Then the publicist said, "Be sure to jump in as often as possible." I said, "Say what?" She said, "The men are supposedly real heavies, and you should jump in whenever possible." I thought about this for a minute and said, "What men?" And she said, "Oh, the men on the panel." I peered intently into her face. "Oh dear," she said, "you didn't get our message. It's become a panel." Another woman, a brilliant, kind feminist writer, and two men were waiting in the green room. Everyone was very pleasant before the show began, but then the camera started rolling and the talk show host turned to the camera and said tersely, "They used to call them illegitimate. They used to call them bastards." And I thought, uh-oh. It turned out that the four of us were supposed to have a debate on whether or not the increase in urban violence could be traced directly to the increase in single motherhood. "The consensus is in," the men thundered, Zeus-like. In all fairness, I do not think that they would agree that they had thundered, and especially that it had been in any way Zeus-like. Nor do I think the two men would use the phrase Jurassic to describe themselves. I'm sure they disagree that they'd imply that the children of most single mothers were turning out like the kids in Lord of the Flies. But I sat there feeling stunned and totally ashamed. My mind went blank, like after you shake one of those old Etch-a-Sketch machines, and I kept looking around for my nice 12-minute spot, the one where I got to talk about my beautiful son, the one where I got to laugh prettily. This one, it turned out, was the one where I got to feel like I was having an MSG attack in front of 500,000 people. At some point, it was over, and I felt like I should have just stayed home, which is an unhappily familiar feeling. But finally, back at my hotel, I remembered something a friend of mine once told me, the five rules of the world by which we were raised. The first rule is that you must not have anything different about you. The second rule is that if you do, you must get over it as quickly as possible. The third is that if you can't get over it, you should pretend that you have. The fourth is that if you can't even fake it, then don't show up because it's hard on the rest of us. And the fifth rule is that if you insist on showing up, you should at least have the good graces to be ashamed. And all of a sudden, I felt like $1 million again. There is something different about my family. I don't have a husband. The men on the show think I should, but what they think is none of my business. I'd sort of forgotten that. I called Sam to say goodnight. God, he is so beautiful, so sweet. He told me a long, squeaky Frommoid story about his latest adventures, and I had to close my eyes as his story and relief washed over me like a brook.
Annie Lamott is the author of Operating Instructions, A Journal of My Son's First Year.